This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
On the free Odyssey app.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, one story unfortunately driving today's headlines, and that's the school shooting in Minneapolis. Just after it occurred, the police chief of the city of Minneapolis, Brian O'Hara, spoke very candidly to reporters. He said this.
My name is Brian O'Hara, B-R-I-A-N-O-H-A-R-A. I am the Minneapolis police chief. Earlier today, just before 8:30 a.m., our city experienced an unthinkable tragedy. Minneapolis police officers responded to a report of a shooting at a mass that was happening at the Annunciation Roman Catholic Church on the block behind me. This worship service was marking the first week of school for children that are attending the Annunciation Catholic School. During the mass, a gunman approached on the outside, on the side of the building, and began firing a rifle through the church windows towards the children sitting in the pews at the mass. Shooting through the windows, he struck children and worshipers that were inside the building, while other first responders came and EMS responded to rush victims to nearby hospitals. Two young children, ages 8 and 10, were killed where they sat in the pews. Their parents have been notified. 17 other people were injured, 14 of them being children. Two of those children are in critical condition. The coward who fired these shots ultimately took his own life in the rear of the church. Our hearts are broken for the families who have lost their children, for these young lives that are now fighting to recover, and for our entire community that has been so deeply traumatized by this senseless attack. We will stand together to protect our children, our schools, and our houses of worship. This deliberate act of violence is just a sign of cruelty that is beyond comprehension. Our hearts are broken for everyone that's been affected by this tragedy. As we begin the difficult path of healing, I want the community to know this: that even in the face of such evil, the Minneapolis Police Department and all of our law enforcement partners stand with our community. We stand with these families and with this parish. We will continue to be here for you. With that, the investigation is obviously in its preliminary stages, and I will attempt to take some questions to provide further information.
Minneapolis Police Chief, the mayor was first. Porter's now asking questions.
So we were looking, the question was, what can be said about the shooter? We believe it is one suspect, a sole shooter. We believe he is deceased. He is in his early 20s, does not have an extensive known criminal history. And we are looking through information left behind to try and determine some type of motive.
Yeah. How many kids at the school?
How many children? There were, I don't have an exact, the question was how many children at the school? There were dozens of children inside the mass at the time. I don't have an exact count. The children have been relocated into the school, which is where their families are reunifying with them.
Do we know if the shooter was a former student, former employee?
We don't have that information.
Did you leave any
behind other than the weapons?
There's a vehicle. The question was anything left behind? There's a vehicle that we believe that the suspect used that is being searched, and we are we will be conducting other searches related to this. Inside the parking lot here.
Yep. There was some neighbors who said that the door to the church had been barricaded.
Yep. So the question was, neighbors had said that the door to the church had been barricaded. The shooter approached on one side of the church building, and on that side, at least two doors, it appears there had been like a 2x4 placed. So not all of the doors around the building, but on the side where the shooter did fire.
And on the outside.
On the outside, yes. The question was there any explosives? There were reports of that. There were no explosives or improvised devices that we found. I do believe there was one, I guess you would call it a smoke bomb, like not an explosive, but a sort of a firework that would release smoke.
And which side of the building, north, south?
The side that is closest to us here, on this side, yep.
Minneapolis police.
I don't have specific information on that I can release. The question was, is he dead from a gunshot wound? The answer is yes. We believe he took his own life in the parking lot.
Was this outside or both inside that he was shooting?
The question was he shooting outside and inside? He was absolutely shooting outside of the building on the side of the church, inside through the windows. It appears he may have gone inside, but I don't believe we've located any casings inside the building. So I'm not certain if he fired also while inside. It appears, if not all, most of the shooting happened outside the building.
Chief, is this shooting related to any other shootings that happened in the last
4 hours? Yeah, Taylor's asking, is this related to any of the other shootings? This does not appear to be related to any other shooting in the city.
Do you know approximately how many rounds?
The question was how many rounds? I would say it's in the dozens. We don't have an exact count. There's a sidewalk on the outside as well as a grassy area. So obviously we are going through and taking our time to process the scene.
Was he firing just one weapon, like the rifle?
The question was he firing one weapon? We believe he had fired all three. He had a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol.
Was this individual licensed to conceal and carry? Did he have any?
Was he lawfully carrying the weapons? I don't have that information. And I don't have any information on any significant criminal history either.
Was he dressed at all in any actual type of gear or anything?
It appeared he had some black clothing on, his cargo type pants. I guess you could interpret that as, you know, however you like.
Well, there we go. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara. Very thorough and very great answer on a very terrible day.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.